When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You know, speaking of songs, when I was driving from Vegas to California the other day, a Dua Lipa song came on from 2015.
Okay. What was it?
How old was she?
2015. Yeah, sure about that?
It said 2015 on, and I never heard the song before. I thought
she
might
wasn't
know.
Really. Be the One, was it?
Maybe.
That was
I
like
didn't
her
know
first
it.
One. Yeah.
What was she? And she must have been a teenager, right?
So we're.
Like, were you upset about what she was singing
by? Hold on.
No.
So this is what year now?
I think it was 2015.
So no, it's just 2024 now?
Yeah.
All right. So it's 28. So we're talking about 19, 18, 19. But I don't think she was doing anything at that point.
I'm telling you,
it must have been a mistake.
No, it was on the satellite.
I have one here. It's called New Love. New Love.
I don't even know this one. 2015.
This. Want me to fall
this
right
is some
little?
Deep tracks, man. If this is what you were getting.
This is it. This
really?
Is it. Yes.
Wow.
And I kept it on like Dua Lipa, like 20, however long ago it was.
Must have been 18 or 19.
Yeah. This is absolutely it. I heard it on the satellite.
She must have a deal with CBS because she was on 60 Minutes and now she's doing a concert like on CBS, December 15th.
When is she on Boomer and Geo?
Never.
You know, Boomer and Geo Live 5?
Lily, if you're wondering what the hell is going on, Greg is obsessed with
her. Well, I
checked out 2 minutes ago.
In a healthy way. Yeah, I could tell. You're like... Just yeah. waiting.
When Jerry said, you know, was she 15? I'm just like, my mind went into a white room.
No.
I started drawing on the words until I got felt they called my name again.
She's 20. She's 29. There we are together. Look at that. Me and her.
So you're a big fan.
Oh, yeah. It was from the get-go. Yeah.
Why?
Back in the day. Oh, because she's brilliant, beautiful, has one of the great voices I've ever heard. I mean, and it's not just me who thinks her voice is great, by the way. Andrea Bocelli brought her in to do a performance. Chris Stapleton had her do.
She's doing Porsche commercials, right?
And she's doing that. Yep. That's me handing some gift they told me to stage for a picture. Handing her something. Yep, there you go.
Gummy so you're shark. A fan. That's good for you.
Yeah. No, she's...
She looks so happy.
And
in
me
the
and her,
right.
Yeah, me and her father became close. Doogie Lipa.
That's a stretch.
I've got his. We text me, Doogie Lipa, and a man named Ahmed Khan. I'm serious.
I know you're serious. I know.
Eddie wants to poo-poo everything, but this one you cannot poo-poo. I have, and I got it. Gina was like, could not understand. We went to Saturday Night Live, and I saw Doogie Lipa after I just seen him at that meet and greet. And he recognized me, came up, pounded a hug. And she was like, what is happening? How is Dua Lipa's father picking you out of a crowd?
Are you getting the Christmas cards? Are you?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, I think they probably forgotten about me at this point. It was a small stretch there where I was in their world.
Pretty good window.
It was, yeah, it was May. It was early May, and now I'm out of their world. Now that's it. The Lipas have moved on.
hence my point was valid. Yeah.
Wasn't he somewhere overseas texting you in the middle of the night?
He was. No. Ahmed Khan was.
Oh, okay.
But Doogie Leap was at Mirage in Brooklyn at like 5 a.m., and he had sent the text message to that thread. Yeah.
You were part of it.
And I believe Ahmed Khan was in the Ukraine during that time. So that's like this. Talk about the weirdest text thread of all time.
That is out there.
Yeah.
Where did you leave anything in the thread?
You
just watching?
I could go back and show you. Okay. I'd have to go through it. I think it all. You know what I left was the selfie that me and Doogie Lipa took. That's what I put in there to be like, hey, I actually was around you. Do you remember? Yeah.
They'll probably never talk to you again.
No.
Were they just texting each other and like you just happened to be?
No. Ahmed like was like, hey, this is my guy Gio. You guys hung out.
Who is this guy, Ahmed?
He may be a spy.
Okay,
maybe a spy.
Yeah, he's like a international man of mystery.
So he doesn't have a title.
So you're going to be indicted in a year?
No. He does good things. He's like a he does.
Oh, he's a good spy.
He's a good spy.
Okay.
No. I don't know about a spy. I joke around with spy, but he helps out. And you know who introduced me to this man? Bob Gelb, of all people. Very strange.
Right. There was some weird connection.
I don't know. And Bob, this guy Ahmed also got Vicky, who works here, into Andrea Bocelli's house for a private performance.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I think Gio just joined a cult. He doesn't even know it.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it? For a little bit, being in a cult, everybody like-minded, and then all of a sudden...
Until they slit your throat.
Right, exactly.
You.
But it'd be fun for a little bit. It's like a cult sounds great, like, in the beginning. It's like everybody's like, man, this is awesome. And
so you're walking around...
together and...
So you're walking around a thong and an animal head.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That happens.
Know, and that's the end of that. But anyway, I digress. Jerry?
In other news, Jerry.
We're brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And we're brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
I figured it was a fitting time. That was Jameis Winston, who threw two pick sixes last night. And the Broncos lost to the Browns 42-31. Nick Bonino had one, and Jaquan McMillan had this one that is being shown on CBS Sports Network right now. Winston threw for 497, four touchdowns, but intercepted three times as the Browns fall to 3-9, not 40-9. And the Broncos now 8-5. Here was Bo Nix, went out, got it done.
But it was just a complete team win. You know, we made our plays, got a lot to grow from, and then they made their plays. They got a lot to grow from. So it's good to have a bye week this week, and then, you know, we're going to come back and grow from it.
Come back and grow from it. Nix in the win, 294, a touchdown. He was picked off a couple of times, but played relatively well as the Broncos, as we say, are 8-5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Other things from the NFL, Christian McCaffrey and Jordan Mason both headed to the IR for the Niners. McCaffrey, a PCL injury, and it turned out Mason suffered a high ankle sprain in that loss to the Bills the other night. A loss to the Bills that really fired up on Adam Schein in a good way in terms of the way he viewed this
what
game.
What doesn't
from the,
fire up Adam Schein? You know what I'm saying? Like a Triscuit can
but
fire
it,
him.
Yes, that is true, but it is the Christmas season, and some people are feeling very seasonal, if you will, like Schein did when watching Josh Allen play the other night.
Josh Allen, sensational. He is Superman. John Elway meets Paul Bunyan, meets Santa Claus, dashing through the snow. Are you kidding me? Giving out gifts to Bill's Mafia. He's like, Oprah, you get a touchdown. You get a touchdown. I'll give myself a touchdown.
Paul Bunyan, Santa Claus, and Oprah.
Yeah, that's a weird combination there.
That one is an interesting one, yes. So he certainly had fun with that.
John Elway meets Jesus Christ.
Who meets Moses?
Oh, man.
And then all of a sudden, Gail King's in the mix. Friend of Oprah.
Aziz Alshaier suspended three games by the NFL. It came down a little while ago. Meantime, yesterday, here was D'Amico Ryans talking about the hit on Trevor Lawrence. And he does start. He says, you know, it shouldn't happen. We're sorry he's hurt. But he also would come out and say maybe it's part of the quarterback's fault, too.
It's twofold, right? I mean, a lot of the quarterbacks in this day and age, they try to take advantage of the rule where they slide late and they try to get an extra yard. And now, you're a defender. A lot of onus is on the defender, right? Whether it's on the sideline or where it's on the quarterback, you don't know what a guy's thinking. You don't know if a guy's standing up and he's continuing to run. You don't know. And then you get a late slide and you hit the guy.
And so, which I think a lot of us have said, too.
Yes.
And a lot of these quarterbacks, they bait for that flag, right? They kind of, we see it all the time.
Patrick Mahomes does it a lot.
That's exactly where I was going. Like, I've seen Mahomes actually slow down, lean his body into the defender.
And they keep going.
And they'll run scamper for 10 yards, or he gets the flag he wants. So it's tough for these defenders. They don't know how to call it. It's a very bang-bang situation. And
this one still, with all that being said, which I can't argue with any of it, this one still looked really bad.
It looked bad because, Trevor was frozen. He had that whole fence thing going on.
Yeah, and plus, there is a history with this dude.
Like he's asleep right now.
Yep, I know. Ugh.
Bulls beat the Nets 128-102. Tonight you've got the Knicks and the Magic, part of the NBA Cup games. Former Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, so this is interesting, just the way it's positioned on social media. So just, maybe 2 weeks ago, he was pushing for the Democrats and Kamala Harris. And yesterday he was on the Hawk Tua podcast.
Oh, was he? Does he still look like a lesbian? Or has he changed that look?
He looks fine. Oh. And so here he did, he was revealing an odd situation he was in one time.
I actually got sued by somebody who said I did a sex tape with Lamar Odom, Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian. And somebody else.
You ever hear that one before?
No.
He did a sex tape with Lamar.
No. He would not be invited into that mix there. There's no way.
He said he got sued?
That's what he said. I don't know why he would be sued. Maybe they sued him for filming it. I don't know.
Who's tapping Mark Cuban in?
I don't know.
That's a horrible roster.
I do not know. I'm not sure.
So he was on Talk Tua?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. That is amazing.
Where she pitched to him Pootie pickles, and he said no.
What is it?
It was her, like a product she came up with, for like Shark Tank. So they came up with a product to see if he would invest.
But what do we know?
They were pickles.
Pickles that she put in her pootie.
I I'm just telling you what they were called.
Nothing to do with that.
I didn't say that.
Maybe it had a little extra spice.
I don't know, your pootie pickles.
That's what they were
called.
Sounds
like booty pickles.
She showed him a jar, and he's like, no, absolutely not. So Yes, wow. He was on the Tua. What was it called? The Tua.
Talk Tua.
Talk Tua.
With
there you
Hawk
go.
Tua.
Yeah, so that was kind of funny.
Do you want a pickle? Eat a pickle.
Yeah.
The beautiful pickles.
The Devils beat the Rangers 5-1. Tonight, the Islanders are in Montreal, and that's pretty much that. All right, time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by, of course, the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Añejo Blanco, Cristalino Reposado Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. Wow.
Had to give it a double one there.
So this was reaction, obviously, from the Jets' lousy season with Joe B.
Joe B sometimes can be a little extreme with how he's doing, how the Jets make him feel. He was on with Evan and Tiki yesterday. This is a new one for me.
Yesterday's loss was so bad. I mean, we have seen so many brutal losses over the years, and this season has been just one hideous loss after another. Mm-hmm. This loss was so bad yesterday that I actually got COVID from it.
I mean, and it's even worse than the 2018 team that gave me herpes. That, I thought that was bad. But this one now, I got COVID. Bro.
Yeah, he in that Zoom looked awful, like because he was sick.
Well, he's clearly got COVID.
He's
COVID
pale.
From the L.
Yeah.
And think about Geno Smith, Lincoln Thomason, yeah. Big Cat had a day, all former Jets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just to rub salt in the wound, you know?
Revenge game.
And yeah, we all know that the Chinese released this virus. Did you get into that?
No.
To get Trump out of office. We all know that.
I didn't know
that. We all know that. Out of that lab in Wuhan. You going to tell me that was from a wet market and a bat? Bro, my ass. You know my what ass. They did? They leaked that out. We all know this, and now I got it.
There you go. Moment of the day.
Very good, Jerry. Thank you. We will see you tomorrow. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.